Anti-government protests, mostly by Sunnis, have rocked Iraq since December. Many Sunnis are calling for Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to step down. They also want the release of detainees they say are being held without trial and the suspension of an anti-terrorism law they say targets Sunnis unfairly. Mr. Maliki's Shiite supporters have also taken to the streets in what's becoming escalating sectarian strife. Analyst Chris Doyle in London says Sunnis have long felt sidelined by the country's Shiite-led government.
They feel like they're second-class citizens, that the government of Nouri al-Maliki, the State and Law Party, essentially is a Shia nationalist government that has not in any way, in their view, looked after their interests.
The protests began in the Sunni-dominated Anbar province after the army arrested the bodyguards of Sunni finance minister Rafa al-Issaoui. He's the most high-profile Sunni cabinet member since Sunni vice president Tariq al-Hashimi was dismissed from office, accused of running death squads. A death warrant has been issued against Hashimi in absentia. He says the charges are trumped up for political reasons. Influential cleric Muqtad al-Sadr, a rival to Mr. Maliki, has shown support for the protesters and told Al Hurra TV that Iraq's sects must be united.
As long as there are clear demands, this is a democratic and peaceful expression. Everyone should deal with it in a civilized way.
Mr. Maliki has taken some steps to stem the unrest, including a promise to release 700 female prisoners. Middle East expert Jamie Ingram says Mr. Maliki may be facing an uphill struggle.
Maliki is definitely increasingly concerned by the scale of the protests. I think he's been quite taken aback by this. He's attempted to calm down the situation, but also things like closing a border crossing into Jordan to try and put greater economic pressure on the protesters. That's probably going to backfire.
The Arab-led central government also remains embroiled in a dispute with the largely autonomous Kurdish north over oil and land. And now both Kurdish and Sunni ministers are boycotting cabinet meetings in support of the protesters. 1 year after U.S. troops left Iraq, observers say the fragile network of Sunnis, Shias and Kurds may be unraveling.
It is a crisis that is just getting worse and worse. We're seeing protests. And if there isn't a resolution of these tensions, then it could obviously escalate into a greater crisis.
Provincial elections are set to take place in April, and analysts say they expect the unrest to continue until then. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.